These are some of the plants that were planted recently. It's exciting to see they're doing well still.
Yeah.
On a recent Saturday morning, just south of Hayward, about 30 UC Berkeley students meet in a dirt parking lot on the eastern shore of San Francisco Bay. The class is on a field trip to Eden Landing Ecological Reserve. As they gather around, Berkeley graduate student Dylan Chapel tells them more about where they are.
Eden Landing basically goes from here to Coyote Hills. Gives you an idea of the scale. It's really pretty much the entire southern part of the bay.
Chapel loves to show students Eden Landing, both because of what it is and because of what it used to be. More than 5,000 acres of former industrial salt ponds. Now, you may be asking yourself, what exactly is a salt pond? For starters, it's a man-made thing.
Essentially, the way they went around building them was they constructed levees around existing wetlands. As the water got saltier, it would be moved throughout these different levied off areas until it reached the final stage where it was almost pure salt.
Got that? A whole pond full of salt. In the early 1900s, people harvested it using horses and shovels. The process made salt cheap and plentiful, but it destroyed thousands of acres of wetlands. Now, nonprofit groups are partnering with the government to restore Eden Landing. The process will take 50 years.
We just last year hit the 10-year mark.
That's John Backus, the program manager at the nonprofit Save the Bay.
We're actively restoring the shoreline, pulling invasive species, planting native plants that are propagated at our two nurseries, and also doing shoreline cleanups.
All that work gets done by thousands of people who volunteer both at Save the Bay and other local organizations. But why should they bother? Grad student Dylan Chapel says wetlands are important for a couple of reasons.
The first way you can think of them is sort of the lungs of all the water that's flowing out of California.
In this analogy, the water is the air, and the wetlands are the lungs filtering out foreign objects. 40% of the state's water drains out of the San Francisco Bay, and plenty of it needs filtering.
Anything you can think of, pollutants, heavy metals, trash from Cheetos bags to refrigerators, sediment, excess nutrients from farming in the Central Valley. So all of these things eventually make their way to the bay.
Wetlands stop those things from getting into the bay. They also act as a sponge, or a buffer. They hold waters during storm surges and protect nearby neighborhoods from flooding.
Wetlands provide a really, really good sort of insurance plan for those communities.
At Eden's Landing, Save the Bay volunteers are filling up buckets to water newly planted seedlings.
It's really hot right now. Those little guys, they need a few months to sort of get established. You know, even though they're native plants, if they're a little baby seedling, they still need water. They're not drought tolerant right away.
Because of the drought, volunteers are only planting about 75 seedlings this season. Usually, they plant about 500. They're scaling back so they can focus on making sure that the seedlings they do plant survive. Chapel says it's important to take that kind of approach.
A lot of the environmental movement has largely been framed in these negative terms, and a lot of times what that creates in people is a sense of helplessness. The problem seems so big that there's this sort of negative feedback loop where people are really disheartened by the problem, but they also don't see clear ways of actually moving towards solving it.
But, he says, tackling the problem in small chunks only works if people do it together.
You know, individually, someone is not going to plant 100,000 acres of wetland. However, if they are aware that they are part of this larger effort where thousands of people every year really dedicated are working on this, it really helps to sort of reset this issue from this negative thing of destruction in the environment to a positive thing of regeneration and people actually working together to make a positive difference.
For Northgate Radio, I'm Dorothy Atkins.